everything that I'm supposed to do, I don't think there's going to be a problem. Yeah. Because like I said, me and everybody that I've grown up around, they weren't sheltered like he's saying. We all grew up around fuck and shit and ass and bitch. Bitches. And we didn't do that when we were kids.
Yeah, we didn't do that when we were kids.
We had no reason to.
Right.
So you're saying that they can listen to any type of hip-hop at any age? Or is that what you're saying?
I mean, okay, first of all, a three-year-old's not really listening to music.
Thank you.
A three-year-old's not going to come to you and be like, hey, Daddy, I want to hear, you know, mm-hmm. I want to hear the new Big Crit album. Mm-hmm. They're fucking three.
You got
they're going to listen to whatever you're playing.
If you don't hear the tune, they're going to be listening to the name of the word.
They're not going to know what it means, and they're going to repeat it because it's catchy to them. That's it. So when you say, am I going to let my kid listen to any kind of music they want to listen to, they're going to listen to whatever I'm listening to. If I feel like putting Big Crit on in the car and my kid's in the back seat, I'm not going to turn it off. But if it gets to a point, because every kid, like you said, every kid is different, which is the point I was trying to make before. You can't say that just because one kid is doing something that all kids do that. That doesn't even make any sense. So if I have a kid and I'm playing Big Crit around the kid and the kid starts to pick that shit up and starts cussing a lot, and no matter what I say to the kid, they don't change it, then yeah, I say, okay, well with this kid, I can't do this. But I'm not going to just immediately say, you know what, no. You can't listen to any of this stuff because they're going to be like, well, why? I can't listen to that. Well, there's something about that I want to hear.
Must be something good.
And then they're going to go dig it out somewhere.
Because we were like this. I mean, you know, you want to hear it. If the parents, whenever someone tell us no, we was rebellious. You want to listen to
it. No matter what your parents tell you, if they're telling you no, 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 and not giving you a reason why. Well, why? Because I said so. Fuck that. I want to know why. So I'm going to go check it out and figure out why you're saying so.
Exactly. This is my thing. Like, the way I parent is like, I try to lead by example.
That's what I was saying.
I lead by example. So, you know, I don't curse around my daughter, or I try my best not to curse around her. And I don't listen to certain music around her because I'm an adult. She's not. She can't listen to the same stuff I do, and she can't say the same things I do. So I end up just leading by example. What I'm saying now that she's getting older, it's not that I curse around her now, but I find myself like letting her watch some of the stuff that I watch and listen to some of the stuff that I would normally listen to that when she was younger, because she's old enough to understand it. And it's like, and she asks me like, "What that mean?" I tell her like, "Okay, well, this is what this means." We have real conversations, adult conversations now, because she's 10 years old. But when she was 4 or 5 and all that, it's like she needs to keep her innocence around that time. She's still a baby, you know what I'm saying? Now she's a preteen, you know what I'm saying? She needs to know what the world is about. And I tell her that. I said, you're going to be exposed to it anyway, so I'm going to tell you about, you know, boys, about sex. We have sex conversations, everything.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. And I think my point, like, going all the way back to the beginning was every kid is different. Every kid, there's no set age. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my girl, we babysit this 2-year-old, the smartest kid, one of the smartest kids I've ever met at that age. I'm not saying that I'm going to just drop all this stuff on him, but he understands. So he is, you can expose him to more things earlier because he has an understanding. Every kid is different. Your daughter's different. Your son is different. So I can't say, well, at the age of 9, it's this. No. Because if my son, at the age of 5, if he could understand and comprehend at a 10-year-old comprehension level, then you know what? Hey, listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm going to enlighten you on some shit. And you know what? You got it way earlier than most people.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that. I mean, I have normal conversation with my son. Like, we sit and talk. I don't dumb it down for him at all. So, you know, but there is a certain responsibility that I have, when that parents have, and some parents choose to live up to that, others don't, you know. And I will be responsible around my kid to the level of understanding that he's able to take in and process at his age.
I think that people nowadays don't raise their kids the way they grew up, and I think that's the problem, because most of us, we came out pretty much okay. Mm-hmm. And again, we were not censored. We lived by the do as I say, not as I do, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm walking around saying, you know, fuck this bitch, you know, this is some fucking bullshit, and I have a kid, and my kid says, you know, what does that mean? What did your parents say? Don't worry about that. That's grown folk shit. Don't worry about that. And you listen. You listen.
But see, that works for some kids, not all.
I know. I agree with you. That's why I'm saying that this cutoff that you keep implying is not really going to work with everybody. Right. This censorship is not going to work with everybody.
Yeah.
I most of the people that I know grew up with the do as I say, not as I do thing, and it came out fine. Yeah. We didn't do that shit. If your parents said this is grown folk business, yeah. go sit down, you wouldn't set your ass down. You because if you didn't, you get your ass whooped. And I'm gonna beat the shit out of my kid. Yeah, I'm gonna beat his ass every damn day.
Hey, you have to get women's too. So
because that shit works.
Yeah. You go out and buy a brand new belt for that one.
Exactly. Exactly. You got your ass whooped, and everybody nowadays is terrified to start beat their shit.
Whooping a kid because I'm playing something, I'm the source of it, I'm responsible for it.
Right.
And he's picking up on that, you know, as an example, and I say, no, you shouldn't do that. And keep in mind, please understand, he's not running around the house after he's heard it and saying it. But what I know is that when I heard him saying it, I was like, oh, I don't need to be playing this around him because I don't want him running around saying this stuff. So as a parent, I'm going to remove that from him. I'm censoring it from him. Right. You know, because I don't feel, at right now at an age, I don't feel like I need to sit down and say, you don't need to be cursing. Because he's not at an age where he can understand. So why not just remove it away from him, and then as he grows and get to an age where he can pick up and understand it, then hey, we can have that discussion.
Okay. This is like final thought, man. Okay. We're not getting into anything else. Final thought. What's the question one more time?
It was, how are you guys going to introduce your kids to hip hop, you know, with all the negative hip hop that's out there, basically? How are you going to get them submerged in the culture of hip-hop?
I got you. You know what? I'm not a parent right now, but as a parent, when I do have a child, you know, I'm gonna treat it just like when I have my little brothers. You know, they're gonna listen to the things I'm listening to. You know what I'm saying? If that's how I'm feeling, that's what they're gonna hear.
So what if you're not listening to hip hop?
Huh? What if I'm not listening to hip hop?
They won't listen to hip hop if you're not listening to it.
Well, you know, it's their decision to listen to whatever they want to on their own as well. You know what I'm saying? But whatever I'm listening to, that's what they're going to be exposed to. And when they have questions, I'm going to, you know, break it down for them. Or, you know, if they're picking up on the negative aspects of hip hop, then as a parent, I got to let them know, hey, this is music. This is entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And this is where this is. This is where you are. And it's two different things. And, you know, on the point of Mike saying, you know, what if they pick up cussing? Hey, this is something I do. Because I'm a grown fucking parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do everything I do.
That's look how you're gonna look tell me. You're gonna say, kill him a grown fucking parent.
It depends. It depends.
So as long as you don't curse around you, it's okay.
You know what? At the end of the day, honestly.
Or around other adults?
Yeah.
They're gonna cuss when they get older.
Exactly. Anyway. And they're gonna cuss around their friends. They're gonna do everything that. Everything.
I didn't do any of this stuff growing up.
Everything.
Hold on, let's not get into that. Hold on.
Everything that kids won't do in front of you that they're thinking of, they're gonna do anyway.
So whatever you're listening to, they're gonna listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
And if you're not listening to hip hop, and they ask you about hip hop, are you gonna introduce them to it? Like, I mean, well, obviously you're already introduced to it somehow. But if they go, oh, I heard this song or whatever, we don't never listen to it, but then you'll let them listen to it after that.
Yeah. Like obviously, like if it's something that I don't listen to, you know, I'll tell them why I don't listen to it, why I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to have open dialogue with your kids, man. Especially when you're talking about music, because music is very influential, and you can't just let music teach your kids. You gotta teach it. You know, you gotta teach kids about the music.
I mean, you know, I have hip hop in my collection, so I think at some point, you know, growing up, he's gonna get to a certain age where he's gonna go through my music and listen to it. And at that point, I think we would have the discussion. I think also hip hop is everywhere, so I think it's a discussion that we cannot avoid at some point because it's on the radio. So, I mean, you know, when it happens or when you ask me about it, so be it. Will I just go to him and tell him about it? Probably not. I mean, I'm just be playing music. It's whatever.
I play music constantly. So, again, if I'm unlucky enough to bring a little spawn into this fucking world, yes, he's going to hear whatever I feel like listening to. Yeah. And if he starts emulating what I'm listening to, he's getting his ass whooped. And if that doesn't work, then I say, okay, I'm not gonna choke him out.
Right.
You know, or poke his eyeballs out or some shit, or grab him by his nostrils. Okay, then I have to change the environment because beating his ass ain't working and my hand's hurting.
Tyrant.
Yeah. That's how I grew up. When you do shit wrong, you get your ass whooped. And then you understand when you get to a certain age, when you can relate things, you say, oh, I was getting my ass whooped because that was the wrong thing to do. And that was the way my parents showed me that was the wrong thing to do. Now I get it. So yeah, I mean, and as far as your question, the first movie I saw in the theater was Ghoulies. I grew up watching horror movies. And again, I wasn't going around stabbing and cutting people and killing cats and shit. It's all in the way you grew up. If your parents are raising you right, it doesn't matter what you're seeing or what you're listening to. I think that parents rely too much on other people to raise their fucking kids. They rely too much on music and TV, like Barney and what are they watching now? Sesame Street and Teletubbies. You can huff and puff all you want. It's true. When I was a kid, my mom was in the house most of the time. And when she wasn't there, my brother and sister raised me and let me fuck up around them. They held me down, they fart in my face. And I didn't do it again.
Shut up.
Because when your mom wasn't raising you, the rest of the neighborhood raises you. That shit doesn't happen anymore. Now it's TV. TV raises you. What? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now TV's raising you or the radio's raising you.